Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, it's my extreme pleasure to welcome back Susan Finley, who is a regular guest on my show. She's a certified life coach and catalyst, specializing in happiness, personal empowerment, spirituality, the law of attraction, and metaphysics. Her mission is to empower others to create a happier, more abundant, healthier life. In fact, the life of their dreams. Susan provides her clients with very practical, easy-to-understand visionary tools, knowledge, and information in a very uplifting way. Some of these ways include helping her clients discover their passions, releasing blocks and limiting beliefs, discovering how to have more unconditional love of themselves and others, learning how to receive assistance from the higher realms, and empowering her clients with new healing techniques. She's the author of the book entitled Keys to Unlocking the Law of Attraction, What You Need to Know to Have the Life You Desire. In this book, she provides the best of the best information, tools, and techniques she has learned and uses in her own life. It's presented in a very simple and easy-to-understand way, which will assist you in attracting the wonderful life you desire. You may purchase this book as an ebook on her website or write to her to send you a hard copy. She also offers personal coaching and angel and empowerment card readings. So I'm going to give you her website and contact information. So get your pens and pieces of paper ready. Susan is a very energetic, vital person filled with joy, and you can write to her at sue@youressentialhappiness.com. That's sue@youressentialhappiness.com, or you can call her. Let me give you her phone number. That is area code 330-475-5478. And if you want to check out her website, again, if you remember the email address, she's on the World Wide Web, and it's simply youressentialhappiness.com. And so with that said, I'd like to welcome Susan. Susan, once again, how are you tonight?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you so much for having me. I always love being on your show. Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome. The feeling is mutual. So tonight we're gonna try a new topic, at least for the show, and that is that we're gonna talk about the healing code. And I think that probably most people aren't going to know what that is about, but you talk about it as being the system of healing of the highest level.
Yes.
And so I would love to hear you talk about it and explain what it is, and how we're going to work with that later on in the show with two of the callers. And all the callers should know that are on the line right now, if you want to have a chance to talk to Susan, I'll make that opportunity available to you. But only two of you are going to get to have the hands-on experience with Susan. So I'm sorry that we can't do it for everybody, but it's a question of time and energy. So, Susan, with that said, please go ahead and tell us about the Healing Code.
Yes. The Healing Code is actually a blueprint for healing. It's actually a coded sequence, and it's very simple. And it was given to a man named Alexander Lloyd in 2001. So it's not brand new, but it's very high. And I brought this Healing Code to many intuitives who I really look up to, and they said, wow, this is really amazing, and I'm supposed to be doing this and paying attention to this. So, and I actually had to do it one time, where I actually, it would kind of force me to do this, because I actually had something wrong with me when I was teaching one year, and I just fell over. I was walking down a hallway, and I just fell, and I couldn't walk anymore. And I went to the hospital. They couldn't figure out what it was, so I went home, my husband had to take me home, and I saw the Healing Code book laying right there in the dining room, where I'd started reading about half of it and didn't finish it. And I knew that was a sign for me to finish this Healing Code and start doing it with people. But what it is very simple. In fact, people think it's so simple, there must be a catch to it. It's a coded sequence that was given to this man, and he was a psychologist and a Reiki healer. And it was downloaded into his mind's eye by God after many years of prayer, because his wife had depression. And it's a system of healing that causes the pain of the healing by healing destructive energy patterns. And you don't even have to be consciously aware of what they are or what caused them. And that's something I really like about this. You don't have to sit in hours of therapy for this. It just goes right to the cause and saturates it with positive love energy, and it overpowers and just gets rid of the lower energies. And Dr. Lloyd feels it's pure love energy that's healing, and we've probably heard that love heals all, and it really does. So we're accessing pure love from your body and all over. And I also call out the angels and archangels too, but you don't even have to do that. You can just say the prayer, and it starts healing you. And you're accessing love and healthy resources from all over your body. And the Healing Code transmits those frequencies through your fingers into four centers around your head. And it has to be in these exact this exact sequence, too. So the vibrational...
Let me interrupt you for just a minute.
Yes.
Is this something that people can do along with you as you describe it?
Yes. That's what I really planned on having them do with me the first time through, so everyone will get the benefit from it.
Perfect.
And then I can also do it with people, and if they want me to use light language, I can also use light language with it. And the Healing Code focuses only on the spiritual issues of the heart. And what we're talking about that is the emotions too, because they say most diseases and illnesses are caused by an emotional component first. So what that does is finds those components, and it reduces them. It reduces the stress, and then the immune system function increases. Then the immune system is allowed to heal the way it was designed to heal. So when the cells are showered with healthy energy by doing that Healing Code, the unhealthy energy is really canceled by the positive energy. So the healing energy has transformed destructive energy and allows the body to heal. So it's healed all sorts of problems, mental problems, physical problems, emotional problems, career problems, relationship problems, just about everything, because it has the same source, which is God, and it's love. So the stress or the emotional component is now gone. So your body's allowed
amazing.
To heal. Yes, it is.
Mm.
And some of the testimonials they've had in the book, and this is way back in 2000, one, and I'm sure a lot more have been added to it, but it heals chronic pain, insomnia, scoliosis, cancer, addictions, depression, emotional healing, back injuries, migraines, diabetes, pets have been healed, chronic fatigue, neurological problems, gallstones, suicidal depression, panic attacks, perfectionism, even a hole in the heart was closed up, Parkinson's, Lou Gehrig's disease, just about everything. So it's just really a high level of healing. It calls in the love of God, and love heals everything. And now we're going right to God. When we say this prayer, we're going right to God, and that's what makes it so wonderful. And we're also not even needing to know what the cause of it is. It just will find the cause by saying this prayer and doing the code in the exact sequence it was meant to be. So the sequence is, the first part of the sequence is, what you do is you put your both fingers on both hands, and you point it toward these positions that I say, and you
Can
shine
you
your relaxed. Uh-huh.
When you say both fingers, which fingers?
I meant both
about?
Hands. All the fingers
both
on
hands,
both
okay.
hands. Yes, I should
All
say
right.
that. All the
Start
fingers on both hands are pointed toward this area. So it's like the fingertips are like little flashlights clustered together. About and you put them about 2 to 3 inches off the body, so away from that area. So just back it down about 2 to 3 inches. So the fingertips are really aimed at the area surrounding the healing center. And the fingers can be straight or curved. As long as they're pointing to that area, you're accessing healing from your heart and all over, and it's going into your fingers and going into these parts around your head that heal everything. These four places on our head that we're going to be going to, they cover all the parts of our whole body. They cover all the meridians, which are energy pathways in our body, and they regulate all the organs too. So when we just go to these four areas, it covers every single part of our body. So that's really amazing to me too.
Oh, it is.
Yes. So the first position is, okay, so we take our fingers and we can lay our arms right on our chest as we're doing this. And we take our two hands and all of our five fingers on each hand are pointing toward this area about 2 to 3 inches away from the area. So the first position is called, it's right here, and it's called the bridge. And it's in between. It's like your eyebrows. If your eyebrows had a straight line across them, that's where you're pointing to, right in the middle there of your eyebrows, actually. If your eyebrows are grown together, that's where you go. And you back it away about 2 to 3 inches. That's the first position. And what that covers is the pituitary gland, the master gland, because it controls all the endocrine processes in the body, and it covers the pineal gland. So when you have our healing energy going in that area, that's the area that it goes to, the pituitary and the pineal gland. So that's the first position. Is everybody finding that position okay?
I am.
Okay. And now the second position is the Adam's apple area. So we move our fingers from both hands down to that area. We can kind of touch it and see where our Adam's apple is. That's the second position. And what that does, that covers the spinal cord and the central nervous system and the thyroid gland. So all the healing energy coming from that area will cover those areas. Is everybody finding that place okay? And back at about 2 to 3 inches away from it. And I'm sure that the energy will find its way if you don't have it exactly on the exact spot. Because when we say our prayer, it's going to find that area. And now the third position is your jaws. So what that is if you feel around where that point is, right in the back of your jawline, there's a point there where it's horizontal, then it goes up. That's the exact point. And you just back it away about 2 to 3 inches. And that covers the reactive emotional brain plus the spinal cord and central nervous system again. That's the third position. And then the fourth position is the temples. And that's where if you feel around in your head, there's a little indent. If you see your eyes, you go back a little bit and you feel that little indent place. You go up about, you feel the indent, you go up about a half an inch and back a half an inch. Okay? And that covers the higher functioning of the left and right brain in the hypothalamus. But each of those areas cover all the meridians and they cover all the organs. So we've got everything covered just in those four areas. How are you doing, David? Did you find all those positions?
I did.
Okay, and it's pretty easy, actually. Like I said, if you have your hands somewhere near there, it's going to find its way. So what you do, now we just practice the position. So what you do now is you say a prayer. And I always say the prayer with my hands on the first position, with my hands on the bridge, which is where your eyebrows, if your eyebrows were straight across, I always say the prayer there. It never really actually says that you have to do it, but I always do it. And I'll say the prayer with you. And then if you want, we can go through it for ourselves, and I'll tell you what to say, and we can go through it, a sample of it. Here's the prayer. I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to, and then here is where you put in someone's name or your own name and what the problem is or what the issue is or issues, would be found open and healed by filling this person or you with the light, life, and love of God. I also pray the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. I pray that this is so, and so it shall be. And it's that simple. And I have it memorized. I've had it memorized for years now. But it's so, so profound because it calls on the light, life, and love of God. It goes straight to God. And you don't even have to know what causes it because you're calling in the unknown negative images we might have in our subconscious and our unhealthy beliefs and destructive cellular memories we don't even know exist. And it's calling up all of those. And then I love it because it says the effectiveness of this healing is times or more. So I love that sentence, too, because I think it really makes it so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an amazing. It's amazing. It's an amazing prayer that he had downloaded. And I wanted to tell you that his wife had depression for years, and they did the healing code on her 2 times, and she was cured of it.
Wow.
And can I tell about my own life, about how this happened?
Please do. I just wanted to suggest to the callers, rather than trying to write everything down, if you've been scribbling like mad, you can always go back and listen to the podcast, which would be available about 15 minutes after the show ends, and it's archived for as long as Blog Talk Radio is around. So excuse me again for interrupting, Susan. Please
go ahead. Okay. Yes, and also, if anybody would like to do this with me and they would like to call me later on, I'm going to get this up on my website this week, that I'm going to offer 30-minute healing code healings with them, to do it with them, and I can do light language or not light language with them. And I'll have also a bonus call where they'll get almost like a free bonus call with 4 of them. So, and I'll also send them 4 pages of explaining what the healing code is, where to put your hands, the prayer will come with it, and also a prayer of protection that I was going to say, too, before I start, actually. And that's something I'm adding in, but I will send them all of that with if they want to do that with me later on also. I'll put that on my website. It will be a 30-minute session. And if they want to purchase 4 30-minute sessions, there'll be a discount on that, too. But I'll do everything with them. They'll be sent that on their email, explaining what it is. They'll be sent the prayers, the prayer of protection also, and I'll do it with them. So that's something new I'm adding on my website, too.
Okay, and of course you do the empowerment readings and angel card readings too.
Yes, also that too. Well, I was doing this quite a while ago, maybe 8 years ago, I started doing the healing code. And I had a lady, there was a little group I was doing with, maybe 10 people were in the group, and this lady comes in, and she has this cast on her leg. And everyone, I never met her before, but She was a nurse at one of the hospitals near where I live, and she said they didn't know what was wrong with her, or quite wrong with her yet. She just had some tests taken, but she heard about the healing code and wanted to come in. So I did the healing code with them that night, and she just asked me to come back one more time to do it with her one more day. And about 2 weeks later, I saw her in a restaurant. And she said, "You're never going to believe this," but she said they ran the tests on her, and it was MRSA. And do you know MRSA? Do you know what that is?
I do. It's no fun.
No, and it couldn't be healed without antibiotics or something, she said. But guess what?
Right.
It was completely gone.
Wow.
And this was after 2 times of doing the healing code. But I think the healing code is like a lot of the healing tools I've seen. And what it is the longer you've had something, you might have to spend a longer time doing it. It's really consistency gives it the power. So if you do it once a day, it's going to start healing. But if you do it 3 times a day, it's really going to have more power and it'll heal a lot faster. And another thing I learned, too, is while you're healing or asking someone else to heal or send the healing to someone else, it's a good idea to also ask the angels of love from the angelic realm to surround you in a bubble of love and surround that person you're healing in a bubble of love and pour their angel love energy deep into your being about every 2 hours so you can maintain a high vibration every 2 hours. And you should keep, really everyone should do this because it's really sometimes really hard to stay in a high vibration. But if you can do this or do the prayer of protection that I'm going to say every 2 hours, that'll keep you in a high vibration. But it's really important to do that, to keep yourself in a high vibration because that's how you're going to heal the fastest.
Well, also just in terms of going through our daily lives, when
yes.
we keep that level of high vibration, it attracts all sorts of positive things into our realm.
Right, exactly,
yeah.
And that's how it works. And with most healing tools, you have to keep a high vibration. You don't want any lowness because what that does is stop the healing then. So, and also watch out in your life. Alexander Lloyd said he thinks the primary cause of slowing this down is called conscious conflict. And what it is what we were just talking about. You're keeping yourself in a low vibration because you're eating poorly or you're staying in a relationship where there's abuse and you haven't left it. You should just move out of those low vibrating situations and try to get into something that's a higher vibration for you. This will really help your healing too. But just watch around you to see what you could. Sometimes we just need to say no. We're doing too much in our life and we're tired and exhausted. We just need to say no and just have more relaxing time and more joy in our life. And that'll really help raise your vibration too. Finding things that cause joy in your life. But sometimes this can really hold you back when you are tired and, in a bad mood. You really need to do things to uplift your vibration so that you'll heal faster. And for those people
May I ask
to heal
a question?
Faster. Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering, some people might not be familiar with the concept of vibration. I am. And one thing that I wanted to comment on, and correct me if I'm wrong, you talked about joy. And I think that and love are the highest levels of vibration. Would you agree
yeah.
with that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, joy is a higher vibration than love because joy takes in love too. It's kind of, I always say to people, it's kind of like being on a vacation. And you're
yeah.
sitting at the beach sipping a Mai Tai or whatever, and you're in
right.
complete joy, but you're in love too.
I mean, you just feel
love toward everybody, and you're in joy.
Well, I hear people say that love is all, and it is. It's true. Joy is a
it
higher
is.
Level, and we
it
can
is.
Have that.
Yes,
we can
we
have
can
that.
Have that.
In fact, I have a healer that comes on the show from time to time, and he talks about vibration too, and he talks about how important it is to stay joy-centered, and that he's at a point in his life where even when seeming calamities come along, which he just views as learning experiences, he feels joyful about that because it's an opportunity for him to grow. And I think
exactly.
that's amazing to be at that level where
right.
you can actually enjoy challenges that might not feel so good to you otherwise.
Right.
So,
but know that everything that you have in your life is for your greatest and highest good. And later on, you may see the value of this lesson. It may not be fun to go through when you're going through it. But later on, you'll look back and say, oh, wow, I'm so strong now because of this. And I never knew I could do this because of this thing that happened. Going through it may not be so pleasant. But once you come out to the other end of it, you learn a lot. And so it really makes you a lot stronger. Maybe you have more love and compassion for other people. So just
mm-hmm.
know that everything is happening to you for your greatest and highest good. Everything.
Mm, I love that. I interrupted you. You were talking about the vibrational frequencies and joy and so on and so forth. Was there something else that you wanted to add?
I was just going to say, you do the healing code once a day, but actually it's so much better if you can do it 3 times a day. It takes about 6 minutes to do it because you're going to do this code and it's going to repeat. You have to repeat it twice. You do it 3 times, actually. You go around your head centers 3 different times because the 3 is a divine number. And I notice a lot of 3s now in things. You're doing things 3 times. You're thanking God 3
mm-hmm.
times.
Mm-hmm.
It's really important to do this 3 times in a row, but 3 times a day gives it more power and more consistency. So you place your hands in these areas about 30 seconds. But when I do it on people or I do it for myself, it takes longer than that. It's just because I'm channeling now light language that's coming through, and it's saying, hey, we're not done yet. You got a little bit more to go. So you'll kind of feel your way around about some of the areas of the 4 areas you might want to spend a little longer time on. And it's your intuition telling you, hey, this person needs healing a little bit more in this area. Or you're good to go now. Move to the next area. So you're going to use your own judgment about how long to stay in one area, but it's usually about 30 seconds. So it takes about 3 minutes, or about 2 minutes for each one, and 3 times would be 6 minutes total. So it doesn't take very much commitment to do this.
Can I ask you about light language for people that might be a little unclear on what that is?
Yes. Well, all it is you're channeling some higher dimensional frequencies into sounds. And the sounds, if you've never heard light language, it sounds really kind of strange to a lot of people at first. It might be like a foreign language that you never heard of. It can come in all sorts of sounds, and there's a lot of different dialects to it. What I notice I'm channeling when I'm doing the healing code is a lot of like staccato-y kind of sounds, like a Morse code, a short staccato sound. Sometimes there are other type of sounds too. It depends on who I'm doing it on. I notice when I'm doing it for different people, it comes out differently, and it's probably because those are the codes for them. So it just assists. It's like having a friend who is a friend who's a very high friend who's been into a lot of healing. You know, a lot of healing energies, and they can help you out. It's just like an assistance. It doesn't take anything away from the actual healing code. It just adds to another dimension and support doing this with it, and that's how I've started doing it. And I notice it kind of helps bring the energies through. And it sounds a little bit strange to people who have never heard of it, but what it is you're tapping in to higher dimensional frequencies. And a lot of times that happens if you've done a lot of energy work or meditation or healing work. You kind of have open spaces for things. And if you start channeling, or you might even start chanting sometimes and you don't even know where it's coming from, you might be waking up one morning and you might all of a sudden you might catch yourself saying some strange sounds. That could be light language. Little children, I think I've caught my granddaughter. I haven't told my daughter yet, but I think I've caught my granddaughter doing some light language. She's about 5 right now. And a lot of the new children coming in probably know it really well. So it's really a higher form of communicating with God energy without your mind being involved. I'm not thinking of anything when it's coming through. I'm asking for the highest and purest to come through, and it just comes through. Like
it
I say,
almost
you
reminds
get used
me of
that.
I'm sorry to interrupt. That's the problem when you're doing radio and you can't see each other. go ahead, and then I have a question.
It's also called the language of the soul because it goes directly to the soul. It's a soul language, actually. It's from the soul to other souls. And you might feel it more than identify with what I'm saying. You won't identify with what I'm saying at all, but you'll feel it. It's mostly a feeling thing that you'll know this is right for you. And you'll know, you'll be familiar with it because we all speak it. when we're not in our conscious awareness, we might speak it at night. During when we go places at night, we may speak that all the time. And so when we wake up, we don't remember it. But when people start speaking it here, you might identify with it and you might feel comforted by it because it's really a language of your soul. It's a step up from our English or our language. It's a step above that. And it could be a couple steps above it depending on where it's coming from.
Perfect. Well, I was just going to make a comment, and then I had a suggestion. The comment was when you were talking about the light language, I was thinking of Close Encounters of the Third Kind, the sounds that went off, you know, with the UFOs. I don't know. That was just an aside. But I wanted to make a suggestion, and that was looking at the clock. If it's going to take 6 minutes a person, and we're going to do two people and then allow time for questions for the others,
okay.
We can take a couple of questions. Let's move into that.
Okay.
And I don't know if you're willing to go a little bit over. If not, that's okay. But you had talked about if there was time that we could talk about attitudes about healing and anti-aging. And so I don't know what your feeling is, if you want to cut it off right at the half-hour mark or be willing to go a little beyond. We can always do that on our next show.
Yeah, I mean, I could do a whole class on anti-aging for you if you wanted to do that on your next show.
Let's tell
everybody that we need to keep a high vibration about aging and about your health. Affirmations such as, I'm aligning with perfect health now. Just say it throughout the day, especially when you're trying to heal yourself or someone else. I'm rebalancing my body now. I'm timeless and ageless. I'm worthy of perfect health. I love myself unconditionally. Things like this you should be telling yourself, because if you do the healing code and then you go tell yourself, I'm horrible and I'm never going to anti-age, that's not going to do a whole lot, because all the other times you're putting yourself down. It's kind of like that conscious conflict I was talking about. But
say positive
things to yourself about your healing all the way through, and even when you're not doing the healing code.
Well, let's do this then. Let's save that for the next show, which is going to be June 14th, people. So mark that on your calendars. And we will talk about healing and anti-aging, and especially about attitudes connected to that, because attitudes shape our beliefs, shape our realities.
Yeah.
So with that said, unless you have anything else to add at this point, Susan, let's go to the first two callers and have you walk them through.
Okay.
And then we'll open it up for questions if time allows.
Okay,
so our first caller is Michelle. And Michelle, you're alive.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you doing?
Great. Did you want me to do the healing code with you?
Please.
And who would you like me to do it for?
For me, please.
Okay. And do you want to keep the issue to yourself? Because it's fine if you do. You don't have to bring it out in the open. What I'll do is I can leave a space, and you just say your name or whatever you want to have healed. It doesn't matter. It'll still come through. I'll let you decide that.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Would you like me just to mention your name, and then you say what your problem is yourself?
Sure.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Now, I wanted to tell you this. So we're going to put our fingers around different parts of our head. What you should be doing when your fingers around those parts of your head, you should be thinking positive things about your healing. Like if it's cancer, you just say, my cancer is aligning with perfect health now. Something like that. The perfect healing vibrations are being sent to me now. My cancer is being healed. I'm aligning with perfect health for my cancer now. Something that's believable to you. Something that if you say my cancer is healing now and you don't believe it, don't use that statement. You could say I'm aligning with the perfect healing for my cancer now. Something like that. Say that to yourself, and I'll put some in too. Like I'm aligning with perfect healing for myself now. I'll put a few of those in so you can say those too. Something that you're going to be believing. So that's what you should do when we're doing this. Now, would you like me just to do it without the light language so you can see how to do it yourself, or do you want me to use the light language or not?
Maybe use the light language.
Okay. So while I'm doing the light language, then your job then is to be saying things that are positive about your health. And then I'll tell you when to move into the next set. You'll know when to move because I'll stop doing the light language in that area. Okay?
Okay.
It's going to be fun and exciting. Are you ready? Okay, so put your two hands with all your fingers pointing to your eyebrows like there's one line right in the middle, about 2 to 3 inches away. And I'll say the prayer for you. But first I'm going to ask for protection. Now, this doesn't come with the prayer, but I've added this myself because I think it really helps me assist people with healing. I call upon Mother, Father, God, the highest and purest level angels, archangels, spirit guides, ascended masters, star teams and galactic teams, and my own healing team to assist with this healing today for Michelle. I also ask for everyone's guides and angels to be present and surround each and every one of them in their own circle of protection or Merkava field, protecting us from anyone else's energies or issues, and protecting us from anything that's not for our greatest and highest good. I also ask for a complete and permanent healing for Michelle, if it's in accordance to her higher self and the divine will of God. I also ask that everyone be grounded to the earth on this call. And now I'm going to say a prayer of protection. I am of God. I ground myself to the earth. I command you, God, to place a bubble of fifth-dimensional unconditional love around me and Michelle and everyone on this call and everyone listening to the replay to protect us from negative entities and fractals, manipulations, and transmissional frequencies through all space-time continuum in every dimension that are not for our greatest and highest good. I thank you, God, and I send you my unconditional love. So be it. Amen. And now we'll say the healing code prayer. I'll say it for you. And I'm going to leave a blank. I'm going to put your name in, and then you say the problem or issue to yourself if you would like.
Okay,
are your hands on the bridge and your eyebrows?
Yes.
2 to 3 inches?
Yes.
Okay. Take a deep breath. I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to Michelle's would be found open and healed by filling Michelle with the light, life, and love of God. I also pray the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. I pray that this is so, and so it shall be. Now you be thinking of positive things while I do the light language. I'm channeling the highest and purest light language and codes for Michelle now of the supreme vibration for a perfect healing and permanent healing. I pray that this is so, and so it shall be. Take a deep breath. We're going to move to our Adam's apple area. Take a deep breath. Now we're moved to our jaw, the point there, about 2 to 3 inches away. Take a deep breath. Now let's move up to the temple, that little indent, 1/2 inch up and 1/2 inch back. Take a deep breath. Release the full effects of healing to Michelle and love. Now we're going to take our hands for a second time back by our bridge, by the eyebrows. I pray that all known and unknown negative images and healthy beliefs, destructive silly memories, and all physical issues related to Michelle's would be found open and healed by filling Michelle with the light, life, and love of God. I also pray the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. I pray that this is so and so it shall be. Take a deep breath. And now let's move down to your Adam's apple. Take a deep breath. Now let's move to your back. The back where your jawline is, 2 to 3 inches away. Take a deep breath. Now move up to the temples, 1/2 inch up and 1/2 inch back. Take a deep breath. Release the full effects of healing to Michelle and love. Now we're going to do it for a third time. Just come back again around the bridge. And I'm going to repeat the prayer a third time. I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to Michelle's would be found open and healed by filling Michelle with the light, life, and love of God. I also pray the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. I pray that this is so, and so it shall be. I'm channeling the most perfect energies and vibrations and light language and code for Michelle's perfect healing and permanent healing. I pray that this is so, and so it shall be. Take a deep breath. And now let's go down again to your Adam's apple. Take a deep breath. Now we're going back again by the jawline. Take a deep breath. The last place now in our temples, 1/2 inch up and 1/2 inch back. Take a deep breath. Our release of full effects of healing to Michelle and love. I pray that this is be so, and so it shall be. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Mother, Father, God, the angels, archangels, spirit guides, ascended masters, star teams, galactic teams, who assisted with this healing today. And I thank you for everyone who participated in this call and listen to the replay. I send you my unconditional love. It is done, it's done, it's done. By the divine power 3, it is done. So be it. Okay, Michelle, we're all finished.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Aide. What did you think about the light language?
It was interesting. But
oh, yes. Isn't it very interesting? I mean, it's interesting for me, but I've really heard a lot of light language so far, and I heard that, let me tell you where it's coming from, because I've had it analyzed, so you don't get scared of it or anything. I've had it analyzed by two people who I really, really trust, and they're high-energy healers who talk to the highest level guides and angels like Jesus and Mother Mary every day.
Yes.
And one of them said, I'm getting it from some of it from Sirius. Do you know anything about Sirius?
No.
Sirius is where a lot of the Ascended Masters go. There's a university there, and they have Jesus lives there, and a lot of the high Ascended Masters live there, and they teach. If you've passed on, that's where a lot of people go who want more training. So I heard a lot of it, and it's a very high-level planet, very high-level star system. So some of it's coming from Sirius, which is great. And I heard it's very, very pure energy that's coming through me. So be assured that it was very pure. And I feel very, sometimes I feel very spacey after I do these, which is very high energies. So did you feel anything?
Yeah, I definitely did.
So you can do this. I want to tell you this. I wanted to give you samples of light language in case anybody would want, you know, any light language from me. But you can do this yourself. You can say the prayer yourself and just keep saying statements like, if you have cancer, my cancer is healing now. I'm aligning with perfect healing for my cancer. Just keep saying it during the time I would do the light language. It's still coming through. I'm just adding another dimension and support of higher vibrations and codes coming in to help the healing. But you can still do it yourself.
And we better
thank
move
you,
on.
Michelle.
But Michelle, thank you so much for calling and
thank
participating
you, Michelle.
Tonight.
Thank you so much. Have a fabulous weekend.
You're welcome. Thank you.
God bless you, Michelle.
God bless you. Yes.
Take care.
You too.
Okay, Donna is next. Oh, sorry to cut you off, Michelle. Donna's next, and we have two other callers. I wondered if you would take one question apiece
from them
after you do, Donna.
For sure.
Okay. Okay, Donna, we're coming to you now. And there you are.
Thank you.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Hi.
Wow.
How are you?
Amazing. That was amazing. Good.
Thank you.
It
always amazes me what comes through too. I'm not taking credit for it. I'm just the channel. I'm channeling some higher vibrational energies for sure.
Oh, okay. Well, the same, I guess, please.
I didn't hear what you said.
I'd like the light energy too, the light talk, the one you just did for Michelle.
Yes. You would like that too?
Yeah.
Oh, and you want me to do it on you right now? Are you the second caller who's having it done on you?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What is your name?
My name's Donna.
Donna. Oh, yes, Donna. And Donna, did you want me to mention what's wrong with you, or do you just want to keep it to yourself?
Okay.
Or are you healing for someone else? Are you?
No, because I'm feeling a lot of sadness, like just overwhelming sadness, melancholy. And I just can't seem to, you know, I go out in nature and everything, but I just can't seem to zap it. Yeah.
Okay. So this is really good for you because it heals emotional issues too. It doesn't just heal physical, it heals emotional and subconscious memories that could be causing this too, because 90% of your what you need healed is in your subconscious. So we don't even know what's causing this many times. So this is perfect for you too. So you'd like me to do the light language. So what you should do is ask for your sadness. When I say Donna's and you say sadness or whatever you want healed, and if you were saying it yourself without me doing light language, then you would just keep on each area for about 30 seconds, and then you would just keep saying my sadness is being lifted, and things that you believe in, I'm aligning with my sadness being lifted now. So just a positive statement about your health. That's what you would do if you didn't do the light language. But I'm going to do the light language on you, and you can just say that during the time I'm doing the light language to yourself.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Okay, would you like to begin now? And
yes.
I'm going to say this prayer again in the beginning because it doesn't hurt to say these prayers again, but I'm calling on Mother, Father, God, the highest and purest level angels, archangels, spirit guides, ascended masters, star teams, and galactic teams, and my own healing team to assist with this healing today. I also ask for everyone's guides and angels to be present and surround each and every one of us on this call or in the replay in our own circle of protection and or Merkaba field. Please protect us from anyone else's energies and issues, or anything that's not for our greatest and highest good. I ask for a complete and permanent healing for Donna, if it's in accordance to her higher self and divine will of God. I also ask that she be grounded to the earth and everyone else on this call or listening to the replay. And now I'm going to say the prayer of protection. I am of God. I ground myself to the earth, and I ground everyone to the earth in this call or listening to the replay. I command you, God, to place a bubble of fifth-dimensional, unconditional love around me and everyone in this call and replay to protect us from negative entities, fractals, manipulations, and transmissional frequencies through all space-time continuum in every dimension that are not for our greatest and highest good. I thank you, God, and I send you my unconditional love. So be it. Amen. And now we're going to say the healing prayer code. And by, you know, when you say this a few times, you'll have it memorized. You'll see you won't even need it. You won't even need any papers for it. You can just do it automatically. And I want to tell you before you start, I used to do it in the car. I used to park, if I was in a shopping center and I wanted to do it three times a day, I would do it, I would park way back, not around anyone else, but I would do it in my car. And you can just find places to do it where nobody sees you, you know. And I really, was really doing it three times a day, and I healed something that was wrong with me. I said my leg was bothering me. Well, I healed that within healed within 3 weeks. I have no clue what the cause of that was, but I think it was a wake up call for me to do the healing code and learn how to do the healing code. That's what I really think. So it was brought me to this. So it was amazing. So you can do it anytime, any place, just as long as you're away from other people. You want to be away from other people. You want to be in a private place where you can relax. You don't want to have a lot of noise. And while you're saying it, you want to say some statements that are very positive about your health, that you're on the way to perfect health. Okay? Okay. Okay. Now we're going to put our fingers right there on our bridge, about 2 to 3 inches away. And we'll be ready to say the prayer. I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to Donna's would be found open and healed by filling Donna with the light, life, and love of God. I also pray the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. I pray that this is so, and so it shall be. I'm channeling the perfect healing codes and light language and energies and vibrations for Donna's healing. Perfect healing. I pray that this is so and so shall be. Alamina, inima, yamia, miana, mia, mina, miana, mia, 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 take a deep breath. Okay, we're going to move to your Adam's apple, about 2 to 3 inches away. Take a deep breath. We'll go back by your jawline, 2 to 3 inches away. deep breath. And now we'll go up to the temple where the indent is. Half an inch up, half an inch back. Channeling perfect healing codes of light language for Donna. For perfect and permanent healing. Alami no man, yum yum, no mom, yum 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 Take a deep breath. I release a full sex feeling to Donna in love. I pray that he sounds all choppy. And now we'll go around again the second time. This is for the second time. We're on our bridge. I'm going to say the prayer one more time. I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to Donna's. Would be found open and healed by filling her with the light, life, and love of God. I also pray the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. I pray that this is so, and so it shall be. I'm asking for assistance for my divine Kiko team and all the angels and archangels. And I'm channeling the perfect healing vibrations and energies, light language and light code for her. I pray that these sounds all shall be. Take a deep breath. Now we're for the second time we're going to our Adam's apple. Hello, my name, yummy, 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 take a deep breath. Now we're going back into the jaw. 2 to 3 inches away. Take a deep breath. Now we're going up now to our temples. Right in the indent, a half inch up, a half inch back. No, Oh, no. Take a deep breath. Release the full effect of this healing to Donna and love. As I start doing these three times, sometimes I get really spacey. I don't know if you're feeling it or not, but I'm going to do it a third time now. Put your hands on your bridge. I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, not physically issues related to Donna's, would be found open and healed by filling her with the light, life, and love of God. I also pray the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. I pray that this is so and so it shall be. I'm channeling the most perfect light language, light codes, and energy vibrations for Donna's perfect health and permanent healing. I pray that this be so and so it shall be. Take a deep breath. You're going to go right now to your Adam's apple, 2-3 inches away. Now back on your jawline. Take a deep breath. Lastly, your temples. Half inch up and half inch back. Take a deep breath. Release the whole healing to Donna and love. I'm going to say the prayer. Thank you. Thank you, Mother God, Father God, the angels, archangels, spirit guides, ascended masters, star teams, galactic teams, and my only healing team who assisted us with this healing today. Thank you for everyone who participated in this call and listened to the replay. I send you my unconditional love. It is done, it's done, it's done. By the divine power of three, it is done. So be it. Okay, we're all finished.
Wow.
Do you feel anything?
Yeah, I feel more
energized, and also I feel more peaceful. It's like something went inside of me when you were doing all that, and yeah, that was
well, yeah, I feel really, really light. I can hardly talk sometimes when I get to the third session, the third round. I can hardly talk. That's why I was hoping I could talk and say something, but I actually could get through it. Sometimes if I do three in a row, by the third time I'm pretty much like not being able to speak.
Wow.
But I can do this for people too, and they can do it themselves. But I just an added dimension when I do the light language. But you can still bring in this healing energy yourself with the healing code. It's a marvelous, wonderful tool. And like I say, I've had so many people who've said, "Wow, where'd you get this? This is amazing." Because the good thing about it is that you can do it yourself. You don't have to pay a lot of people a lot of money to heal yourself and keep in a high vibration. That's the most important thing. Asking the angels of love to put a bubble of love around you every 2 hours and channel their pure healing love deep into your being. And the prayer of protection, if you could say that instead or both, that you can say that prayer of protection. Well, why don't we end with the prayer of protection so you can write that down or, it'll be on the... Okay, everyone should say this every 2 hours or ask the angels of love to surround you in a bubble of love, especially when you're trying to heal yourself. I am of God. I ground myself to the earth. I command you, God, to place a bubble of fifth-dimensional unconditional love around me to protect me or anyone else, all of this group, from any negative entities and fractals, manipulations, and transmissional frequencies throughout space-time continuum in every dimension that are not for our greatest and highest good. I thank you, God, and I send you my unconditional love. So be it. Amen. So if you say
Amen.
That every 2 hours, in the angels of love, or the angels of love, and or you'll be protected completely. And one more thing I wanted to say is before you go to bed, it's a really good idea to ask to go to the healing chamber that's most appropriate for you that at night, instead of just, you know, visiting people and visiting places, which we do at night. You go maybe see some relatives who have passed on, or maybe you visit people who are still living. You do that at night. Everyone does it. You can ask to go to the healing chamber that's most appropriate for you, or if someone else you're trying to heal, you say, I ask to go with them. You can say, I ask to go with them to the most appropriate healing chamber that's helpful for healing for them in the most benevolent way. And I have that on my pillow every night. I have that to remind me to send certain people to the healing chambers or myself. And I always say if it's for their highest good, their highest and greatest good, because I'm a little bit spacey right now. If it's for their greatest and highest good, their higher self and the I'm just very spacey right now. Only if it's according to their higher self and the divine will of God. I always say that anytime I heal someone or ask someone to heal, and then it might go to them now, it might go to them later, who knows, but usually they say yes. Usually what I've heard is most people's higher self will say, yes, give it to me. I always say that too. Only if it's for the greatest and highest good and everyone else concerns greatest and highest good. And I always say that, and always in accordance with their higher self and divine will of God. So those are important too. And I always put that note on my pillow to go to the healing chamber. If I'm healing myself about something or asking to heal someone else, I always ask if we could go to the healing chamber. And I ask Archangel Michael to accompany us to the healing chamber. That's the most perfect for us in the most benevolent way.
Well, thank you, Donna, for participating tonight.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed that. Thank you. See, different things are coming out of my mouth. I have no clue what's coming out, but it was really amazing.
That was amazing, Susan. Do you have time for one question? I know you said you're feeling spacey, and if you don't, that's all right.
I do.
We had a few other callers, and they hung in there most of the time. We have one remaining, so I'll give her an opportunity to ask you one question, and then we will end the show. And thank you for being flexible and going over, Susan.
Oh, that's great. I love it.
This is Sharon, and Sharon, you are live.
Thank you.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, and thank you for allowing me to ask. Thank you. I'm so glad there's time, and I really respect your healing. Having listened to it just feels so potent.
Thank you.
I'm not, I got out of an appointment here just now, so I tuned in rather late. Is my question, I guess, anything about healing?
Yes, healing, yes. I'll see if I can answer it for you.
Well, I'm really working on healing myself.
Yes.
Of feeling guilt.
Okay.
And guilt about things that I can't even change. And I've gone to whoever I feel guilty about, you know, whatever I feel guilty
yeah.
about. And I've made apologies, you know, and I've
yeah.
said, I'm so sorry. I would love to, you know, anything I can do. And I do make amends. I do make amends.
Yeah.
And but it's having, you know, grown and raising my conscious mind and my conscious self that I've understood the type of person that I was and how sorry
yeah.
I am about that.
Yeah.
And I really would like to let all that go. I mean, I've been
oh, yeah.
saying that for years and
yeah.
just say, you know, guilt is not helping to do anything. It's not helping
no,
to bring
it doesn't.
Back people that have crossed over or anything. It's not, you know, improving anyone's life. It's not improving my life. How would you offer your insight into that?
Well, this is perfect for you to do the healing code on guilt because you can just focus on guilt. You know, guilt can really do damage to people because all they're thinking about is what they've done wrong, and you've outgrown all that. That's beyond, that's past you. You're not even that same person anymore. So another thing I do is forgiveness for myself, and I use this tool too. If I am having a hard time forgiving myself for something, instead of focusing on what I did wrong, I focus on the lesson I've learned from it, and then develop
uh-huh.
a symbol to stand for that, what you've learned for it. I think I've told this on David's show. I have a flower garden, and every time I feel bad about something that I did, I said, now what was the lesson I've learned in this? And I think of that lesson, and I create a flower in my mind. It might be a beautiful golden flower with orange coming out of it, and I plant it in my garden. And every time I go start thinking about, oh, I shouldn't have done that, that was stupid of me, I look at the flower instead, and that flower automatically reminds me of the lesson I've learned that I've come so far instead of what I've done
yeah.
wrong. You want to go to a symbol that stands for the lesson you've learned, and you're congratulating yourself on this flower. I congratulate myself on learning this, but apparently I hadn't learned it yet until I got it right, and until I finally made this flower, and I said, oh, finally I get it, and that's so great for my soul who's learned that. So you can do it this way, and you can also do the healing code on guilt and just put in guilt instead of any particular kind of, you know, physical problem. Just say the guilt from this or the guilt from that, and that'll start healing subconscious memories and conscious memories too. It'll heal everything. It heals the physical and emotional, mental, everything. So you just say it until you don't feel a reaction anymore. You just keep doing it till all of a sudden it doesn't mean anything. There's like a zero level of feedback from you on the guilt and unforgiveness that you're feeling. It works on everything, actually.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for your question, Sharon. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you.
And I encourage you to listen to the whole podcast because Susan talked about the healing code and some other things like maintaining your level of vibration and so on and so forth the first half hour of the show.
Yes.
So the podcast will be
thank
available
you,
in 15 minutes. And Susan, thank you so much for
your
time,
welcome.
Your energy, your healing, your love, and your joy.
It was my pleasure. Thank you so much again for having me. I totally enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
Oh,
for
great.
Giving
and
me
I'll give you a very quick call. Yeah, I'll give you a very quick call afterwards.
Okay.
So once again, we come to a close. Now let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing of separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night and God bless.